La buena noticia se llama Kevin Strickland. 43 años en la cárcel. Comentamos su caso. La semana pasada salió de la cárcel. Imagínese usted, Alberto. Entró a la cárcel teniendo 18 años. Queda libre a sus 62 años. 43 años, Alberto. Todo lo que ha pasado en los últimos 43 años, Alberto. Lo que yo llevo en Caracol, 43 años. Todo lo que ha pasado. Pues ese señor duró encerrado todo ese tiempo por cuenta de un crimen que no cometió. No cometió. Un juez en Kansas City, en Missouri, anuló la condena de Kevin Strickland el pasado martes, luego de que sus abogados presentaron evidencias que demostraron que Kevin no había cometido el asesinato. Cynthia Douglas, una testigo, dijo que nuestro invitado estaba en la escena del hecho después de que los investigadores le sugirieron que el cabello del ex reo coincidía con su descripción de la persona que había disparado. Y por cuenta de ese testimonio, lo clavaron. La señora Douglas se retractó en 2009, después de que se enteró de que Vincent Bell y Kim Atkins confesaron el crimen y testificaron que Strickland no estaba involucrado. Strickland había sido víctima de una patraña y nadie lo ayudó. Hoy nadie lo ayuda. Primero que todo, Ana, nuestra solidaridad por lo que le ha pasado a nuestro invitado. Dígale a Kevin que lo escuchamos en Colombia y que le damos un saludo para nuestra emisión internacional.
Good morning, Kevin. Thank you very much for your time today at W Radio. We want to begin this interview by mentioning our extreme solidarity to what you have been, to what you have lived throughout all these years being, you know, in prison without having committed this crime.
Excuse me, I didn't get all of that question.
No, we're just expressing our solidarity towards you.
A solidarity?
Yes, for what you have lived.
My 43 years of life, are you referring to what I have missed in society?
Well, we could say perhaps both. What you have lived through is 43 years, and yeah, because you lived through this because of what society made you live.
Well, I mean, I missed, most importantly, being with my family and bonding with my family, opposed to the technology and the movement of, you know, society. That most thing was important to me was relationship with the family I tried to start before I was kidnapped up off, you know, and placed in the jail for a crime I didn't commit.
Bueno. Ana, hay que entender que este hombre está muy sensible y muy bravo con el mundo, pero además con toda la razón. Hay algo que yo no entiendo. Si la señora Douglas en 2009 se retractó, ¿por qué solamente quedó libre la semana pasada?
Mr. Strickland, we're trying to understand something. If Mrs. Douglas spoke in 2009, in which she said she was wrong about what she initially said, why did it take 12 years for you to be exonerated, for you to be, you know, given liberty?
Well, it had a lot to do with I hadn't had an attorney to, you know, help pursue that issue for us. 7 years after that. That happened in 2009, and I think I really got a legal team in 17. So that might be a contributing factor why it took that much time since then.
Pues nos dice que tuvo que ver con su abogado, que el abogado lo ayudara a resolver este asunto 7 años después, en el 2017, cuando realmente se llegó a una resolución al respecto. Entonces nos dice que fueron asuntos legales que tardaron mucho tiempo después de que ella confesó y se retractara por esto.
Cuando él ve la luz del día, cuando pone un pie fuera de la cárcel, ¿Qué era lo que más quería hacer después de 43 años encerrado?
Kevin, after you were given liberty, when you initially got out of prison, what was the first thing that you wanted to do after being incarcerated for 43 years?
Well, as I think from other media coverage, it's a well-known fact that my mother had just recently passed, so that was a no-brainer there. I had to immediately attend a period of gravesite to say my goodbyes. But that was number one, yes.
Bueno, como se ha registrado en diferentes medios de comunicación, su madre murió recientemente, entonces es una pérdida que tuvo y quería despedirse. La prioridad número uno era ir a despedirse de su madre en su tumba.
Señor Strickland, ¿usted pensó que este día, algún día iba a llegar?
You think that this day was going to arrive, Kevin? I mean, the day that you were given liberty, or at any point did you lose hope during these 43 years in prison?
No, I never lost hope, and although I really didn't think this day would arrive, I just thought I would die fighting.
Nos dice que nunca perdió esa esperanza. Él pensó que este día llegaría, se rehusaba a creer que iba a morir en prisión.
¿Y qué sigue? ¿Qué quiere él hacer ahora con su vida? So Kevin, now that you're in liberty, what do you want to do with your life? What are your goals? What are you looking forward to?
Well, due to the extended incarceration and not being able to advance and mature in a normal social development, you know, society, free society, and actually being trained by animals, I want to be kind of distant from company. I just want a simple place all by myself with my animals and a fishing pond and not to be recognized for this, losing my life for 43 years.
Nos dice que debido a la encarcelación él no tuvo un desarrollo normal. Nos dice que quiere estar distante, lejos de la compañía, porque él estuvo así aparte, y nos dice que quiere estar en un lugar a solas con sus animales. No quiere ser reconocido por esto, por los años que le robaron.
Él cree que los investigadores y los fiscales que lo enjuiciaron cometieron un error, o ellos actuaron conscientemente sabiendo que estaban llevando a la cárcel a un inocente.
Kevin, do you think that the prosecutors in your case made a mistake, they made an error, or do you think that they knew you were an innocent man and knew they were putting an innocent man into jail?
That's a very good question, and I've been waiting for that question to be asked, so I can, you got an answer coming for whatever. So yes, the prosecutor knew very well that I didn't commit this crime. He knew I was a kid, had been drinking and smoking pot early in the morning, and I had said and made a couple of what they considered to be incriminating statements along the way. And during the course of the prosecution part, after the evidence was gathered, he knew I wasn't the one, but I had inadvertently put myself in a bad situation. He could secure conviction. And I could tell you that he knew that I wasn't the one, because he was one of the lead proponents of reinstating the death penalty for crimes like that. Just a year before, the death penalty wasn't even activated. Just a year before, he was a proponent in getting it back. And to have prosecuted a case for a guy that supposedly killed people, one person after another, three, and then decide after all that work you don't want the ultimate punishment, he waived the death penalty. He told the jury not to kill this boy, pretty much, because he didn't want to go to his grave with my execution on his conscience for a crime I did not commit. He knew, the prosecutor, yes. I finally get to say that. And the Yo Channel, Hispano Channel, got it first. Yes. He knew. They knew all along.
Nos dice que es una muy buena pregunta, Félix, y una pregunta que él estaba esperando que le hicieran hace tiempo, porque quería esta oportunidad para decir que los que lo acusaron sabían de que él era inocente, de que lo estaban incriminando por algo que no cometió. Nos dice que sabían que la evidencia revelaba que no era culpable, porque además de eso está seguro de que la pena de muerte se estaba promoviendo, digamos, para este tipo de casos. Y esta persona le dijo al jurado que no lo mataran, que no lo condenaran a muerte, porque él piensa que no quiere ir a la tumba con su conciencia sucia de haber matado a un hombre inocente. Él dice que la primera vez que responde es esto para un canal, digamos, de habla hispana en español, y hace rato quería expresar y decirle que estas personas que los acusaron sí sabían que él era inocente.
Señor Strickland, ¿cómo se explica que el estado de Missouri no le indemnice nada, ni un solo centavo, de esos 43 años detenido de manera injusta?
How can we explain, Kevin, that Missouri is not giving you any type of remuneration, a monetary remuneration for all these years lost?
I can explain it. What's the question? And that's what I'm about to respond. I can't explain it there. Missouri is, remember, was one of the last. They're always, and to be one of the last five states to pass anything else the rest of the nation decides to do. Missouri is just that it's a show-me state, and if big courts don't come down and pretty much put National Guard in place to enforce laws, Missouri don't want to do it. They're not agreeing to anything. So, you know, we got the strictest rules, concerning law in any state in the United States. The punishment for the crime stricter than was in the United States. Yeah, so that's the answer I have for that one.
Nos dice que lo explica porque Missouri tiene unas leyes bastante estrictas de encarcelación. Nos dice que por eso no va a recibir absolutamente nada, no lo van a indemnizar porque Missouri, digamos que tiene estas leyes bastante estrictas en los Estados Unidos. Es uno de los estados que tiene unas reglas mucho más estrictas que los demás estados.
Pero ha estado averiguando de repente si hay alguna forma de apelar o ya él se dio por vencido en cuanto a ese tema. But Kevin, have you been, I mean, imagine you've been speaking with many lawyers, but have you given up or do you still have some hope in terms of getting some sort of remuneration from the state of Missouri?
No, hope is, do I have hope? Yes, but expectations? No. If they do come up with a law finally to act, do that, chances is they won't let it apply to me. It'll be, you know, well after I'm gone and Missourians finally start stepping up and requesting that bill and things be passed immediately. But
no, these
compensation.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm not expecting to get any compensation from them. I'm basically living my life depending on any kind of donations or whatever else I might be able to receive from civilians that care about what happened to me.
Nos dice que esperanzas sí tienen, expectativas no. Él está viviendo su vida de las donaciones que le dan de civiles que pues creen en él, que siempre lo han apoyado, pero no tiene, digamos, esas expectativas del estado de Missouri. Well, Kevin Strickland, thank you so much for your time in W Radio, and we hope you can find a peace right now.
Have a nice day. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.